Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Knoxville Assistant City Manager Dylan Feek. And we're talking about the week of spring cleanup that's starting Monday morning, isn't it, Dylan?
Yes, Karen. Thanks for having me today. We do have spring cleanup right around the corner, so we're very excited for this event. We brought it back for the first time in many years.
Yeah. I think somebody at a council meeting one day said more than 10 years.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
It's been quite a while. Something that a lot of cities will do, especially cities that have their own solid waste utilities. But here in Knoxville, we haven't had it for a number of years. And last year, as well as this upcoming year, City Council has wanted us to do a spring cleanup. And so that's been a big focus of this spring's activities. And it'll be a start on June 2nd. That'll be early Monday morning. All residents need to have any of their items that are ready for pickup out on the curb, ready for pickup by June 2nd. What'll happen that morning at 7 a.m. is the trucks from Midwest Sanitation will begin sweeping the streets, and they have coordinated routes. They'll be starting with the emergency routes and then working their way around town. Every day, communicate with City Hall as far as what portion was done. As they make their way around town, they have several different types of vehicles that will do pickups. For instance, they have a big truck that has a big arm on it, a big hook, and so they'll pick up the large items, any large piles, and throw them right in the back of the truck.
Okay.
Then they also have smaller vehicles that come around and pick up the lighter stuff. And then in the end, they also have sweepers who come and make sure that the property is looking nice after they finish the cleanup. So if you see Midwest Sanitation come and pick up half of your pile, bear with them. They will be coming back to pick up the rest,
okay.
So it will be done in multiple phases. But regardless, all residents need to have, regardless of where they live, everybody needs to have all of their items ready for pickup at 7 a.m. on Monday. As those trucks go around, you know, the big grabber truck will only do the one pass through. Same thing with all their smaller trucks. So if people wait until Tuesday or Thursday or even Monday at 10 o'clock, and if they get missed, Midwest Sanitation is not going back. It'll be their responsibility to have those picked up with their regular hauler.
Okay.
For people's information, there's a long list of items which are allowed and also a list of items which are not allowed that they can find on the city's website. We take most any kind of trash with the exception of a few items. I might just name a few. Any kind of hazardous waste, any electronics, construction debris, concrete, shingles, all those types of large items.
Heavy things.
We don't take tires, wet paint, any of those household hazardous materials. They can take those to the landfill where they will take them for free. Then also we don't take large appliances, anything with Freon, such as an air conditioner or a refrigerator, but other appliances, small appliances, they will pick up.
Okay.
It is a property owner's responsibility to stack the items out in front of their property somewhat nicely, make it easy for the crews coming around.
Sure.
In the past and for other communities, it is typical to have people coming through and picking through piles, which we anticipate as well.
Mm-hmm.
So for those property owners who are concerned about this, just have the number of the Knoxville Police Department in your hand ready to go. Make sure if you see people who are coming and throwing trash all over the place, call the police.
Sure.
Let us know. We'll come out there and take care of it. But we do ask for the property owners' help as we take care of this event. We do expect there to be quite a bit of activity, especially this being the first in at least 10 years that we do the program. So we do anticipate to pick up a lot of trash. And we ask that people bear with us and with Midwest Sanitation as they work their way through. They should be done by the end of the week, if not much sooner.
So, yeah, it could be all week that they're working on this. And then as this is an annual event, then of course it should reduce, right? I mean, that's kind of the idea.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. The idea is start now. Council has also budgeted for this in the upcoming city budget, so we will plan on doing one at least next spring as well. And we'll also see how it goes. You know, hopefully this is a service that the residents, you know, enjoy, that they want to have, and we hope that they bear with us and also help make it a successful event.
Sure. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Karen.
Yep. And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Assistant City Manager Dylan Feek, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.